I didn't expect a racing movie to punch me in the gut. But there I was, sitting in a dark theater in Rome, watching Brad Pitt murmur a line so quiet, it cut through every excuse I had been holding on to. What's there to lose? Most people think risk is about courage. It's not. Risk is about clarity. Because the people who move forward aren't the ones who feel fearless. They are the ones who understand what staying still is actually costing them. That thought hit me harder than I expected in a movie I mostly went to see for the thrill of it. I grew up in Germany, and if you grew up there, cars weren't just transportation. They were culture, precision, discipline, pride in doing things well. Speed, yes, but controlled speed. So when the new F1 movie came out, I wanted to see it properly in a theater during our family vacation in Rome, Italy. Fun side note, in many countries, movies are shown in their original language. So yes, we watched the F1 movie in Rome in English. That alone felt familiar, comfortable, like being between worlds, which I've done most of my life. But the scene that stayed with me, it was not a race. It was not loud. It was not even dramatic in the usual sense. It was quiet. Brad Pitt's character sits at the bar, talking to the bartender. No monologue, no speech, just honesty. What's there to lose? That line alone lands once you've lived a little. Moved countries, changed path, started over, failed, rebuilt. And that point, fear changes shape. You stop asking whether something is risky. You start asking whether staying where you are still makes sense. That's a very different question. Most people think progress comes from bold leaps. It doesn't. It comes from accurate risk assessment, from understanding what's actually on the line. Not just what feels scary in the moment. High performers don't avoid risk. They don't chase it for adrenaline either. They calculate it. They ask, what happens if I stay? What happens if I move? What's the smallest step that changes trajectory? That's how momentum is built. Not by dramatic jumps, but by precise decisions. One small step, one honest move, one choice that aligns with where you are already, know your heading. This is where most people get stuck. They wait for certainty, for guarantees, for a moment when fear disappears. But certainty doesn't come first. Clarity does. And clarity often starts with asking a better question instead of, what if this doesn't work? Try this. What am I actually losing if I take the next small step? Not the whole leap, just the next step. Very often the answer is very little. A bit of comfort, maybe a familiar routine, a story you've outgrown. And the upside? Momentum, energy, a sense of movement that reminds you you're alive and capable. That's not recklessness. That's leadership. Petite practice for today. Take one situation where you have been hesitating and ask yourself, what am I really risking here? And what am I already risking by staying exactly where I am? Then choose the smallest action that moves you forward. Send the message. Have that conversation. Take that first step. Not because you're fearless, but because you're clear. I would love to hear from you. What's one step you already know you're ready for? Talk to you next time. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane, and I can't wait to connect more.